Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Good afternoon, and this is the Moving Up Show. We have a cracking show this week. Josie, what are you talking about on Strictly Sequins?
Well, the first thing I know that free dancers, also known as six, they've been voted off.
Whoa, we'll hear all about that later. And Josh, what wonderful delight are you going to tell us about this week?
I'm making jam tart.
Jam tarts? What sort of flavours are you putting in for your jam? You don't know? We'll find out later. Okay, all, this is the Moving Up Show.
So this week, Josie's back, and here's her update on everything that's going on in the Strictly world with Strictly Sequins. Hi, Josie.
Hello.
What did you think about the show last week?
Oh, I thought it was brilliant, fantastic.
Excellent. And who were the highest scorers last week?
Stacey and Kevin.
Great. Oh, and I really liked them the week before. They did the dance where they were dressed up as the Minions, didn't they? But they had another good week this week then. What was their dance?
Foxtrot.
And what did the judges say about that?
They felt like 60s trot.
That's right, because she was all dressed up in the 60s hair and makeup, wasn't she? She looked lovely. What was their score?
33.
So actually, this is the first week that we haven't seen Ashley and Faye. They've sort of dominated the top of the leaderboard, haven't they? So this is the first week that we've got somebody else at the top. It's quite nice to have a change, isn't it? And who went out this week?
Katie and Goldka. They danced the jive. The judges said they danced more than last week and were like Beauty and the Geek.
Beauty and the Geek. Oh dear, what a shame. And what did they score?
18.
18, that's quite low. Now, they were in the dance-off with Charles and Karen, and Charles and Karen were in the dance-off last week, weren't they? So they managed to survive last week, and they've managed to survive this week. And who was your favourite couple or your favourite dance?
Charles and Karen, because what I saw, the way they danced was like smooth, tough.
Wow, and they danced the salsa, didn't they? So even though they were a part of the dance-off and not necessarily the favourites, they were your favourite, Josie.
Yes, they were.
Excellent. Okay. Will you come back next week and tell us more about next week's show?
Yes, I will.
Thank you, Josie.
Josh, and this is my recipe of the week. This week is jam tarts. You need 12 teaspoons of jam, any of your choice, 200 grams of sugar, 255 grams of plain flour, 140 grams of hard margarine or butter, and 6 tablespoons of cold water.
Okay, Josh, so what do we do with those ingredients?
You need to preheat the oven to gas mark 5. Sift the flour into a mixing bowl and rub in the margarine till it resembles fine breadcrumbs. Add the water tablespoon by tablespoon until it's moist dough. Grease a cupcake tray and cut the pastry. Put the jam into pastry and bake on gas mark 5 for 12 to 15 minutes. You've been listening to Joshua's Recipe of the Week.
Well, I'm Chaz and I'm going to be talking about Pac-Man. It's a very old game, so I was going to think of doing a retro one today. Pac-Man is based on a little yellow thing. It's based in China when a guy invented it. I cannot remember his name that well. And he just goes around and collects all the dots. You have different levels. So, Jack, what do you think about Pac-Man?
Well, when I actually played it a while ago, yeah, it's actually quite good. There's these four ghosts you have to avoid while getting all the dots. And they actually try to outsmart you and corner you.
But then all of them games have a... What it goes in the grid, if they have their own pattern of way. That's why you always figure out the pattern. and you can collect the big, big dots, and you can eat the ghost, and then you can work that way around.
Yes, they can actually try to avoid you.
Yeah, and then you can, like, the updated version that I played, the, I think it was yesterday, you get to get the cherries and do it that way. But then I didn't like that. I like the original one.
Around this table have had experience of voluntary work. So in today's discussion, we're going to talk about positive effects of working in the voluntary sector. Toby, what voluntary work have you done?
Battery Sector UK.
Okay. Charles?
Well, I volunteered at a hospice.
At the hospice, yeah. At the actual hospice or one of the hospice shops?
Actual hospice.
Wow, that's quite a full-on voluntary work, isn't it? We'll hear more about that in a minute, I hope. Josh, what about you?
I have been volunteering at the living room.
Nice. Jack?
I've been volunteering at the Cup and Saucer.
At the Cup and Saucer? Anywhere else?
Yes. Red Cross shop in Freshwater.
Nice, and I understand you've got another one as well, haven't you?
Yes, in the Hospice Warehouse in Newport.
Lovely, good. Busy chap, aren't you? And Harry, what about you?
Oxfam Bookshop.
Oh, nice, yes. Yeah, Sherry, have you done voluntary work?
Yes, when I was in my teens, and I used to go to a youth club.
Oh, yeah.
We were asked if anyone would like to volunteer, and I put my hand up without even knowing what it was.
Good plan.
And loved it ever since.
Oh, good, good. And I've done some voluntary work. When I was much younger, I was part of an art group, Art for All, that was called. And also I've helped run a voluntary toddler group, which was very, very noisy. Good fun. Charles, what are the benefits to you in volunteering at the hospice?
Getting free food or discount, and it helps to boost my confidence.
So what do you actually do there, apart from eat all the free food and buy in the shop?
I teach art, but I also teach music, and also do the photography side on social media as well.
That's really good, yeah. So what do you get from being part of that art group? How does that sort of make you feel?
Happy inside, because I also love art, and it makes me want to commit to other people to take up, make them feel helpful to the people straight away off the art.
Yeah, okay. So you've got a talent that you are getting the benefit of using and helping other people to develop skills. You're getting the feel-good factor from that. You're feeling useful. You're getting the feeling that you're helping people and you're part of a team. Sounds great. Of course, one of the really good things about voluntary work is that it could help you get a job, couldn't it? And that it could enhance your CV.
Yeah, it can. That's more like having it on your CV. It's important, but I liked it because, you know, when I went into it, I got to talk to customers, you know, I got to learn new things.
Yeah.
And when I went in there, I knew nothing, and I was a bit worried and scared, and they calmed me down and they taught me everything that I needed to know. You know, and they would always give me advice if I needed it, and on top of that, I got to help charity.
Yes, that's right. So you were at Oxfam Bookshop, weren't you?
Yeah.
So you got the opportunity to learn some new skills that then you can write on your CV. And things like, I know that you weren't very keen on customer service, were you? But it gave you the opportunity to have a go.
Yeah, I did have a go at it, you know, and it's a skill that I have because I did learn to use the till. Also a skill that I have now, which I didn't have before.
Yeah, good. And that's another positive, is that you can perhaps try something out. Say perhaps you thought, oh, I'd like to be, just off the top of my head, a zookeeper, but you weren't too sure. You could go and volunteer at somewhere like Amazon World, for example, and to see if you did like it, because you wouldn't want to go through all the training to actually become a zookeeper only to find you didn't really like it. It kind of gives you a good taster, doesn't it, as to whether you would like a job or not.
I think it gives you a feeling of well-being as well. The real feel-good factor, actually helping others.
I think so too. Yeah.
It enlightens you on what other people are going through. And I think it's a wonderful thing.
I think if you're feeling a bit lonely or if you're feeling a bit down, to actually get out and be with other people who may have bigger problems than yourself, kind of does, like you say, give that feel-good factor, doesn't it? What about you, Jack? How have you felt about volunteering?
I think it's helped me expressing my opinion on different things.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Do you feel it's given you more confidence?
Yeah,
I suppose it gets you meeting different people and more people, doesn't it? And that over time increases your confidence and gives you that ability to express your own opinions, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little more each day.
Yeah, absolutely. Without even realising, you're probably building your confidence. What about you, Josh? Have you got anything to say about your voluntary role at the living room?
I've learned like communication skills through doing the living room and it's been fun along the way.
Good. I can't think of any negatives about voluntary work, can you? I just feel that it's all round good for the soul, it's good for charities.
And, you know, even though it isn't the biggest factor, it's good for your career. No, that's just...
That is quite a big factor.
No, I don't mean it like that, it's just a bonus, you know, you need to help people, and that's the main thing. You know, what it does for your career is just a bonus sort of thing, in my eyes at least.
I think often if you go and volunteer somewhere, the stress of doing... Because you are doing a job. But that stress is taken away from you because you can go along there, you're doing it in your time and at your pace, and you're not going to get somebody sort of getting at you.
That's true.
You know, it's usually other people have like-minded, so you can get on with them.
Yeah.
And it's you can build friendships.
Yeah, so really what you're saying is it's probably a more supportive and perhaps patient, if you're learning new skills, perhaps more of a patient environment. Does that make sense?
Patient
environment.
Yeah, I mean, like when I was at Oxfam Bookshop, you know, they were really patient with me. Like, I messed up a few times, but they never got angry with me and they taught me the right way to do it.
Yeah, because it's all about learning. Great. Anybody else got anything they feel they need to say about volunteering?
On the whole, volunteering is something that, like you said, is an all-round and it helps everybody.
And you get to have fun as well. Yeah. Most of the times you get to have tea and biscuits and you get to meet nice people, don't you? So generally you have fun whilst you're volunteering, don't you?
Well, I know at the living room a few years back, they were so grateful for their volunteers that they bought everyone a meal. We went out for a meal.
Oh, that's lovely.
It was great, wasn't it? To me and Josh went.
One of our events that happens in Foundation Learning is that every year some of our students put on a volunteer tea party to thank volunteers who work locally for their efforts, which is always a good thing.
Been a really busy show. We've learned about Strictly Sequins, we've learned about gaming. What do you say, Harry?
It's a really interesting debate about volunteering. I cannot wait until our next subject for next week.
So don't forget, you can catch us on FM 104.6 and online on podcast.